Welcome to the Northwest Outdoor Report, brought to you by Truck Vault, the leader in secure vehicle storage. Brent numbers in Skagit County are high enough to allow an eight-day hunt that will start today with a bag limit of 2 geese per day. The season was contingent on account of at least 6,000 birds in the county, and a total of 6,700 birds were tallied on a survey flight January 6th over Fidalgo, Padilla, and Samish Bays. The count was 2,000 birds lower than last year, but still enough to provide a hunting opportunity.
Astoria cormorants take a terrible toll. While rabid wild fish proponents are ranting to eliminate hatchery steelhead and salmon, restrict sport fishing, and resurrect habitat, they might want to consider shifting their sights to target birds. According to Dan Roby, who presented the latest report of the annual Nadramus Fish Evaluation Program, an estimated 22.6 million salmon and smolts were taken from the Columbia River by the double-crested cormorant. This number is up from 19 million in 2010. These staggering numbers amount to a loss of nearly 20% of the hatchery and wild fish that survive migrations down the Snake, Willamette, and Columbia and its tributaries, only to be eaten at the river's mouth.
The Real News reports that in addition to the substantial sales tax and gas tax revenues generated by recreational activity, recreational fishing license buyers will provide $66 million in revenue to WDFW this biennium. By comparison, commercial fishing will generate less than $8 million in revenue.
Tail of the tape in Area 9. Marine Area 9 opens for blackmouth fishing again on Monday, January 16th. And Nick Kester from All Star Charters recommends bringing along a very accurate tape measure. He was catching plenty of sublegal shakers just before 9 closed December 1st and thinks there'll be a lot of blackmouth on tap in the 21 to 24 inch range on the opener.
Tickets go on sale February 1st for the Anacortes Salmon Derby. Tickets are $60 each and are available at the Anacortes and Friday Harbor Ace Hardwares, Holiday Sports, LFS, John's Sporting Goods, Outdoor Emporium, and Sport Co. The Derby boasts $25,000 in cash and roughly $10,000 in prizes. For more information on this great derby, log on to AnacortesSalmonDerby.com.
A whole slug of lakes in southwest Washington received trout plants this past week. Lakes getting planted with catchable rainbows are Silver Lake and Cowlitz, Battleground and Kleinline in Clark County, Maryhill, Roland and Spearfish and Klickitat, Fort Borst in Lewis County, and Kidney Lake in Skamania County. The trout range from 1 to 3 pounds. For more trout plant information, log on to WDFW.wa.gov.
WDFW has approved the first razor clam dig of the new year for January 20th and 21st at Long Beach, Twin Harbors, Copalis, and Moke Rocks beaches. Low tides at 4:28 p.m. on the 20th and 5:17 p.m. on the 21st. Don't forget your LED lens or headlamp, folks. It's going to be an evening dig. That's your Northwest Outdoor Report, brought to you by the great folks at Truck Vault. Check out your new vehicle storage system at truckvault.com.